We have seen, we go to sleep, dream, waking, and each of these states, we call it state of consciousness or state of awareness, we are awake. Each of these states have a corresponding physiological condition, a physical condition.
Yeah.
The body takes a certain pattern. The body, supposing the nervous system, starts to function in a particular style. And pertaining to that style, there is that awareness, waking. The style of functioning changes. There is, the nervous system takes another pattern, corresponding to that another state of consciousness. Same thing happens. The nervous system takes a fourth style of functioning, corresponding to that fourth state of consciousness. Now, we have seen in the case of waking and dreaming and sleeping that sleeping state does not creep into waking and dreaming does not creep into waking. That means they are different states, they don't mix with each other. We'll see if this is the case with the fourth state of consciousness. What we find in the fourth state of consciousness is that the body is deeply relaxed. Mind is deeply relaxed, unboundedness. Mind and body both feel so good with that state. The effect of that starts to last more in the waking state. Now, I'll extend this even to the sleep state of consciousness. Now, sleep state of consciousness has a particular functioning of nervous system. The rest that the sleep gives, that rest continues in the waking, and this rest enlivens the waking state. Our perception becomes clearer, efficiency in action grows, and this is the effect of rest that we get in deep sleep. Rest. Same kind of rest, but much more deep. This more efficient functioning of the nervous system produces more wide awake, wakeful state of consciousness. State, but a little bit more wide awake, little bit more wide awake, clearer thinking, as if the waking state has been supported by more liveliness. And this is what pure consciousness in the waking consciousness results from, the change of style of function. Because we have seen that every state of consciousness has a correspondence. And if the consciousness changes in any way, a modification of the waking state, this state of, and this style, this modified system, it continues and continues, and with this more and more modification on the style of nervous system results in the waking state. So the waking state becomes more lively and more lively, and this is not lost. So all this perception of the limitation, bound limitations, we remain limited in our activities, in our perceptions, yet that depth of to be, as if we have gained the skill of basis of which the entire universe is based, existence. Very, very wealthy businessman, infinite wealth. It's just like a ship. And the, all our activity and perception in the relative field, because everything is changing in the relative, must be supported by that immovable field of being. And this is a technique of life, it's the art of living, so that we, those responsibilities, will not be able to throw us off balance like that. And then they feel safe. Plunge into water with a safety factor. Plunge into the ever-changing field of active life with the safety factor of being incorporated in the very level of our awareness, so that we are never out of it. And this is just the art of life, a safety factor. And that is called being. The being. See the point?